neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
You say, who Moshe and Aaron? Sometimes mentions the name of Moshe first, sometimes mentions the name of Aaron first. Hashem HaKadosh explains the reason is that Tatasha wants to inform us that they exactly equal. Makes sense? No. What kind of, well, it doesn't make sense. No, we say every day that nobody can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom.
If you reach your own level, you are like...
No. No idea. How can you compare Kohen Gadol to... Understand, but they totally two different levels. How can you compare Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom with Aaron? No? Yeah, we have a Kohen.
As long as they do their homework, each person, they finish their level, so they are the same.
Understand, but that's not the point here. Ben Tatashan says, who Moshe Aaron? And then he says, who Aaron Moshe? So here, Rashi says, Lomar lecha, wants to teach you, Shishenehim shegulim kehat. They're Mosavi, they're one. How can be such a thing? So now, the beautiful, powerful message here is, what Rashi is teaching us, that they are equal, not that they're equal. They're not equal. But both of them, they feel equal toward one another. That's the message. Nobody brag that I'm better than you. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom never said, you know who I am? I speak to Hashem Peh Peh. Well, Aaron HaKohen never said, I go to Kodesh Kodeshim, and nobody's permitted to go there. That's what it means. Not that there's equal.
Nobody's equal in the other world.
Yeah. But here, the beautiful message here is, never ever, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom never brag, you know, psh, make an appointment, I don't have time. See? happened to be a soldier was very terribly injured. So they took him to the hospital. After a few days, the doctor said, there's no way, we have to, he was injured in his foot. The foot has to go. I said, what? Well, what do you mean? It's only 20 years old. Happened, I don't know, so many years ago. So now, do you know what to do? So somebody suggested, you know, your best choice is go and get a beracha from Baba Sali. So now they couldn't take him out because he was under supervision in the hospital. So you know what they decided in the middle of the night that nobody's around. Yavosheki, you know, Qayimaki, who took him out. So they took him out. And then they went to Netivot in the middle of the night, and it was they arrived there about 5 a.m. before Hanitzach Hamad, the Harab was supposed to start his Shacharit. So they walk in, they see the Musharet, the assistant, and say, no, you're here. You know, we came here to get Beracha. So Harab, you know, he's getting ready for Tefillah. So no, you know, we kidnapped him from the hospital. Yeah. So Harab was informed, said to tell him to come in. He comes in, and then, so he asked him, what's the problem? He says, hey, you know, unfortunately, he was injured, and that's what they say. So he asked everybody to leave, and then him and the soldier, they were in the room. He asked him, you put on tefillin? He says, no, I don't put on tefillin. He says, do you keep Shabbat? He said, no, I don't keep Shabbat. So he asked him, you keep kashrut? He says, no, I don't keep kashrut. He said, do you go to Beit Knesset sometimes? He says, no, I don't go to Beit Knesset. So I says, so what do you want your food for if you don't go to Beit Knesset? You don't keep Shabbat? What do you want the phone? So he started crying. He's very emotional. He's crying. So Harav says to him, if I give you bracha, you're going to put on tefillin? He said, yes. So you're going to keep kashrut? He said, yes, yes. He was crying. You know, you're going to go to Bet Knesset? He said, yes. So Harav said, get up. He said, can I get up? He said, no, get up, get up. So the young man started getting up, and then he says he's walking. He's walking. He runs outside the office, and then there was a yeshiva right next to Baba Sali's place called Yeshivat Netivot. It's a very famous yeshiva. So he walks in there, and then he started dancing and singing. The Talmidim, you know, he just asked me for tefillah. I said, what happened? So he tells him, yeah, you know, I was injured. They were going to cut my foot. You know, I just went to Baba Sani, I got the bracha, and I'm dancing. And everybody in yeshiva started dancing with him. So later on in the day, Harav asked the Rosh Yeshiva to come to him. The Rosh Yeshiva after the Netivot, so he comes and tells him, you know, I heard what happened this morning. If somebody came there and, you know, say, yeah, you know, Yishtabach Shemo La'ah, thank you, Baruch. Say, hey, listen, go gather all the Talmidim in the Beit Midrash and tell them, Chasu Shalom, there was nothing, there was a Nisim and Niflaot that happened. It was only a Kuach HaTefillah. Chasu Shalom, they should not give me a credit, no, I did something. He tells him, go and announce and tell him this is only and only the Kuach HaTefillah that the soldier was able to That is what exactly the pastor said. Who Moshe Aaron? Who Aaron and Moshe? Yes, a chutom aren aleinu bezad Hashem. Hashbarcho yisiku gezorul aod rachot. Kol am Yisrael bezad Hashem. Niskebe Yeshuot and Shalom kol haolam. Koil haneshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koil haneshamo neshamo sheli. Koil haneshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koil haneshamo neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.